Family and enjoy some award-winning baby back ribs with other Missouri fans at the Mizzou Watch Party at Rib City. All of their meats are slow-cooked over selected hardwoods. Oh, yeah! And for more information, call 314-965-RIBS or go to RibCitySCLewis.com. Rib City, real barbecue, great ribs in their new location east of 270 on Manchester in the Colonnade Center in the Pear.
Like miniature golf, enter the 2014 St. Louis Mini Golf Open at Swing Around Funtown, Sunday, October 19th. Yes, you, your family, and friends can compete for cash and certificates. Swing Around Funtown, 335 Skinker in Fenton. Details online at swing-a-round.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Body with the blues, where the blues man. How's that body doing?
Hey, Willie.
Hey, oh boy.
Hey, hey, Willie.
How you doing,
fella? What do we owe the honor today of joining us?
I'm going to say hi to my fellow smoker, Daniel Strauss. You got light one up, Dan.
Hi, Willie. I don't think we're supposed to indoors now. It's against the law, right?
I don't give a damn. I don't work here.
Okay.
I don't want you to.
I'll torch one up.
I don't want you to station. They can't find me. Peon guys, how you doing?
Good, Willie.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Dan, how's that band doing?
Great.
Got some gigs?
Oh, yeah, we do.
You need to sit in. You call me.
We have some gigs. We have a gig Saturday night.
I can't play like I used to. I got arthritis.
Arthritis?
Arthritis?
Yeah, I used to.
He's in the band something. With you?
Oh, ah! I see what you did there. That's what Frank always says there. I see what you did there.
Hey, that would be a good name for a band.
Arthritis.
A older guys. Yeah. Arthritis.
No, no. You know what a good name? I see what you did there. That's a good name for a band.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
So tell me about your band. I got
arthritis in the joint pains. Go ahead, Willie. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Young man, I was talking.
I'm sorry, Willie.
You know, in my day, when a young man interrupt easily. Old man, he go to woodshed.
Usually very respectful of my elders.
Tell me about your band.
Tell me about my band.
Yeah.
There's six of us. It's called the Southside Johnny Band. We have a website.
What? Is there any update from yesterday?
SSJband.com. No.
No.
I understand.
No update.
You played a gig and somebody didn't pay you.
That's right. Saturday night.
We had ways of taking about that, taking care of that down in Memphis.
Yeah.
They only did that one time.
Oh, yeah.
They never did it again.
They only do it one time to us. That's it. We won't go back.
No, that's not the answer.
Oh.
You got to put the hurt on them. You got to open up a can of whoop ass on them. They won't ever do it again. You can't just walk away and go, we never going to work here again. That's not going to cut it. I gotta go. Frank's coming. He hates when I do this.
He does?
Yeah.
I thought he was a big fan of yours, Willie.
Yeah.
No?
I don't think he liked me too much.
Huh. Frank liked you.
I gotta get out of here.
I can't imagine that.
Hey, Willie, what are you doing here?
He just walked away. What happened?
Yeah, he did. I don't know.
Wow. He said you're not a fan of his.
That's not true.
That's what I tried telling him.
I like him. The audience likes him. Did you ever see the email I get about Willie?
Oh, no. Man. I get all kinds of emails
here's
about
one
Willie.
Right here. Whatever happened to Willie the Blues Man? Bring him back.
Who wrote that?
Sylvia Lipterkin.
That's a weird name.
Lipterkahn?
Lipterkahn.
How do you spell it?
Lipterkahn. Lipterkahn.
I guess that would be.
Lipterk. There's no R in
there? Yeah, Lipter. I'm sorry. Kahn.
Lipterkahn.
Lipterkahn. Yeah. Here's another one. Frank, I hope Willie's okay. Willie the blues man, I mean.
Yeah.
Haven't heard him for a while. I know he seemed to have a bad cough and was a heavy smoker. I hope he's all right. Maybe we could hear from him. Here's one. Dear Frank, miss me some Willie the blues man. Here's one. I got the stack.
Wow. Yeah, now I see the papers you have in your hand.
Man. Yeah.
Those are legitimate.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they are. It is legitimate paper.
You have paper. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
So, Burke segment. Oh, welcome. First, I have to do the welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 7th, which means we are 4 days away from Halloween?
Yes.
Which means we're a couple of weeks away from playing Pumpkinhead McCaskill. I mean, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Why would you make that
mistake? Well, Claire McCaskill has a pumpkin head.
Yeah, she does. She has a pretty big head.
Let's just be honest. Her head is the roundest head. It looks like, what's the one of the character cartoons? Was it South Park? Somebody's got a real round head, like almost a
Cartman's
head.
She has. I saw her on TV yesterday, and I just thought, Pumpkinhead McCaskill, Pumpkinhead McCaskill. She just has a pumpkin head. That's not a political
stand. Flattering.
No, it's not supposed to be flattering. It's
not.
True. I have a Jiminy Cricket head, turtle head.
What's that mean?
It means I look like Jiminy Cricket. And what's he in? Peter Pinocchio, right?
Yes.
Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah, he is in.
I don't know, but I've been told that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. I'm fine with that. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
I just swallowed a belch, and you know why?
Why?
Because it's professional. I could have belched, but I swallowed it. That's a pro.
Wow.
It'll reappear as something
there
else.
It is.
Yeah, will it come out later?
It'll reappear as something else in about 5 minutes.
Oh.
It'll work its way through, and it has to. Come on!
5 minutes? Or
okay.
Like 5 seconds?
Okay, 5 seconds. So what do we have? Anybody? Who?
Dan jumped in.
Dan Strauss is here. What do you have, Dan?
Something welcome. Positive from a police officer.
Okay.
In Michigan, this cop pulled this lady over and walked up to the car and saw in the car that she had a child that should have been in a car seat.
Mm.
And instead of writing this woman a ticket, he talked to her, and she said that they've fallen on hard times, they can't afford a car seat, and he ended up going out and buying a $50 car seat for this lady and gave it to her. And now she has the kid in a car seat, brand new car seat that this cop bought her. And he said it's the best $50 he's ever spent. So,
well, good for him.
Yeah. I thought it was a nice feel good story for the cops, because the cops have been getting kind of a bad rap lately.
Yeah. Well, that car seat thing is wait to pee on till you get into the,
oh my goodness.
What car seat you have to have, what regulations it has to meet, and how you can be fined if it's not installed right.
And the baby has to be, when it's, I don't know how old the baby can be before you turn the car seat around. But
it's not very old, because my grandson's seat is now turned around facing forward.
Yeah.
What a drag for the kid riding backwards.
Yeah, just looking at the seat.
Looking at the seat, can't see over the back seat, just staring at the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder they cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen some scenery. So now he's turned around.
Yeah, we bought a new one that installs in the trunk, because the trunk has more cushion. You know, it's
padded,
structurally sound.
Padded.
Yes. So, yeah, well, yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
He won't smother back there.
No.
No. Yeah. He'll be all right.
Incessant crying won't distract you while you're driving.
There might be a listener or two who wouldn't think that was funny.
I know.
I think it's funny, but some people have no sense of humor.
Of course we wouldn't put a baby in a trunk.
Go to the back seat of your car when you go out and look in the back seat and see if on either side, left and right, there are two metal hooks down in the seat crack where the bottom meets the back. Reach in there and see if there are two hooks. That's where the car seat literally hooks like a boat anchor.
I don't. You know what? I've never really sat in my back seat, so I wouldn't have known.
Even if you have, you wouldn't have noticed it. You have to reach down in there. They're there. I didn't know we had it either, but we do.
I didn't know that that was because I have reached down in looking for stuff, and you feel these hooks. I never
knew
that.
That's what they're for. They're car seat hooks.
Wow.
Because you anchor that baby to those things, that seat's not going anywhere. It's not going to fly forward.
Another thing, when the baby gets here, anytime you go anywhere, it's like you're moving.
We are in the process of moving right now.
We're keeping my little grandson tonight, starting tonight, for a week. It's their first vacation. He's almost 16 months old. We're looking forward to it and dreading it. We've already transported to our house, I did it last night, 4 huge boxes of toys and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Little push things and little talking electronic. And little games and little whatever. Building blocks. And, yeah, they're all over the house already.
But just going anywhere, going to the store or anywhere, you have to take bags of stuff.
No, your wife. Diapers. Here's what your wife will have to carry. She'll have to carry.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to worry about this.
No, she's going to do it. That's how they bond.
Right.
You'll bond later.
Absolutely.
You bond later when he's kind of
nice
his own.
And grown.
When he's grown and can wipe himself. That's when you bond. So she'll have to carry a big bag of bottles and sippy cups, depending on how old he is.
Right.
And then a bunch of different kinds of food. I'm talking before he can chew crackers or eat some any food. Oh, they've got this
Cheerios
horrible,
or something.
Mushy, peas and carrots. And they've got them in little squeeze bottles, like you can squeeze it into their mouths. And then, of course, the milk, and has to be warmed. And she's going to have a giant bag of, well, let's say you're out for the day, 68 diapers.
Yeah,
right.
And then all the wiping and cleansing and cleaning wipes, and then tissues and cream.
Multiple
and powder
outfits in case one gets
ointment,
dirty, I'm sure.
A&D
yeah.
ointment or whatever they put on their little butts if they get chafed. You got all that powder. So there's a whole group of products. And then once the diaper is changed and you've fold up and kind of tape the old diaper together. You got to get rid of it. So you
right, this
something.
Is all still for her, right? I don't.
No,
have
you don't
pay
do any of this. This. I'm talking right. to you to tell her.
I hope you're listening.
You are saving your strength for later when you need to do boy stuff.
Right.
So then there's the stroller, and you're going to have like 3 strollers. They have to have that.
Oh, the umbrella stroller, which it's called. It's just a regular little stroller that's kind of.
Got a built-in umbrella pops up.
Well, yeah. I'm going to need a jogging stroller.
There's a jogging stroller, a hiking stroller, a shopping stroller, an around-the-house stroller. Yeah, like 4 strollers. And a couple of them are going to be very, very expensive.
Yes.
Like $300, $400 strollers. And then you're going to have various outfits. They have to sleep in one kind of thing and wake up in another. When they wake up, they put a certain little outfit on.
A onesie.
And then a napping outfit.
He already has a bigger wardrobe than I do.
Oh.
And he's
everybody
not even here
has
yet.
A bigger wardrobe than I do.
Yeah.
Then you have sort of the
the new ones.
Play clothes.
I don't think I had ever heard of these, but I don't know what they're called. It looks like a one-piece outfit, but there's no legs. It's just an opening where, and you can. It's like gathered material. So
it's called a dress.
No, it goes all the way. It goes all the way past the feet. So I guess it's easy access to. You can just lift it up to change that, and then pull it back down. So
it's a dress. Your son's gonna be gay.
It's a full length.
That's
I don't
dress.
Know what
no
it's
legs.
Called.
It's a dress. Get rid of it. Get rid of that thing.
Burn it.
Yeah. Don't want him in a dress. Then you. You have bibs, and it's not one bib, it's like 20 bibs, and I don't know that I know why there's so many bibs. There's a lot of bibs.
Well, because I think when she's feeding him, then if there's something gets on, then they pick the bib up and wipe it off, so the bib gets dirty pretty.
And you'll need a bib
pretty fast
because he'll spit on you probably. Right, clean yeah. food.
And that's what those cloths are. What do they call those burping?
Then
oh, yeah, burp
one
cloths.
Of the reasons you have an excessive wardrobe for little babies is that. Every friend of your wife's, parents, in-laws, sisters, cousins, they all go out, and anytime they're anywhere, they'll go, oh, that would be perfect for a Peon Jr. And half of them will be the wrong size, but they buy them anyway because they don't know. And everything they see that has a cute phrase on it, world's cutest kid. Oh, we have to get that for him. Right. So you'll have an entire closet of slogan clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Future president.
Yeah.
My grandson has one chick magnet. I mean, there's 100 of these things, more.
There's a great website. It's called T-Shirt Hell. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
No.
They sell T-shirts.
I'm in T-Shirt Hell now because all mine are tight.
Surprisingly, they sell T-shirts. But these shirts are, most of these shirts you could not wear out in public, if you know what I'm saying. They're either funny joke.
Oh, but these aren't for kids, babies.
But they have a baby section. And some of these are... one of the shirts says, all daddy, I'm going to have to change a word, of course, okay. But all daddy wanted was a Monica.
That's a BJ. See, yeah, yes. It's funny, but
you
never put that on.
No.
Day. Yeah.
But so, yeah,
we'll have other warnings for you. Once you're a dad, we'll think of other things.
Another one here. It says, F the milk. Where's the whiskey teas? You know, not the T, the T-I word.
Where, T-I, yeah, blank S, yes. Yeah. Those are funny.
They are. But you wouldn't put them on a kid. You could never put them on a kid, though.
No, this is going to be interesting. Dan, I'm sorry, did you finish your...
Yeah, I was finished.
Okay. Do you have anything beyond?
I did. I was going to mention this. We talked a little bit before the show about it. I saw this video today. There's this new group. They're called Direct Action Everywhere.
And they're crazier than PETA, I understand.
These are extreme, I guess you could use the word extremist vegans, I guess. Animal, their mission is to empower activists to take strong and confident action wherever animals are denigrated, enslaved, or killed. Mm. You know, I personally am against animal cruelty.
Me too.
But of course, I believe some animals are put here to for us to eat for protein. That's just my personal opinion. But this group does not feel that way.
Well, if you look around the world and look at a pig, okay, why do you think, and let's go with God, even for you atheists, let's just for the sake of whatever the creator of this stuff was, but I'm going to say it's God. Why do you think he put pigs here? Not to be pretty, not to ride, not to pull anything. That leaves eating.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Why do you think cows are here? You don't ride them? They don't pull things. Well, they can. That's an ox, though. To eat and drink milk from.
Yes.
Okay. Fish.
So.
Fish. Same thing.
Right.
Why do we need them in the ocean if we're not going to take them out of the ocean and eat them, or the lake, or the river?
Right. And there are reasons, you know, overpopulation and things like that, where some animals need to be controlled.
There you go.
So this group does not feel that way, though. And so they posted a video today. This woman, Kelly, in her group, go into a restaurant. And just in the middle of people sitting and eating at this restaurant, they walk in. And I'll just kind of play the audio here of... Kelly walking into this restaurant.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I ask you to listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her, this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there. And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone. Just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who
we left behind. They just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live. This isn't food. It's violence.
Who is applauding?
No, that wasn't applause.
It's not food. It's violence. Oh, please think of her name every time you see somebody's body on a plate. Her name is Snow, and she just wants to live. Thank you.
Listen to the music in the background.
All right. Okay. First of all, that idiot needs to be put immediately in a mental institution and locked up. And everybody like her needs to be put away.
What was her little girl? Was that a chicken or something? A chicken?
Yes.
A chicken.
But did you hear the song that was playing in the background?
My girl. It was just the music.
I know.
How do you get to be that person? She's either a great actress. I can tell you, I think that she actually was emotional, and she's convinced herself that she's so upset by this.
But she has had drama classes, I would imagine, sometime in her education career.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I had been, and I'm not kidding when I say this. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. I wish I would pay to be in a restaurant when somebody did something like that. As soon as she finished, I would have yelled toward the kitchen, more chicken,
yeah,
and three more eggs and a steak. Wow, has she made me hungry. That's what I would have done. I'm not kidding. I had a listener send me an email one time, said, did you ever watch Paul McCartney's documentary that he narrates on veganism and animals and cows and pigs? He said, if you watch it, you will never eat a steak or chicken again. So I watched it. And I wrote him back. I said, as soon as I watched it, I went out and got a steak sandwich and a chicken sandwich. It made me so hungry. I can't wait to have a big filet in the next couple of days. Look, by the design of things, nature is not pleasant, and everything doesn't get to go to sleep when it dies. Watch the National Geographic videos of a cheetah running down a hyena and just ripping its guts out while it's alive. You think that's pleasant for that thing? No. Well, but we're human. Yeah, we're human, and we have to eat. Now, you can't gently coax every pig in, soothe them, talk to them, give them a shot like the doctor puts a dog to sleep with, and then show your respect. We never get anything done. I do believe there's some horrible stuff that goes on with animals, but I don't lose any sleep over chicken farms, and I just don't. They say, well, it's because you've never seen it. Yeah, I have. I've seen it. It's a pig, okay? It's not a, it's kind of like the people, and I told you, I know somebody who gets almost to the point of crying if a snake gets killed. It's a snake, okay? But she acts like it's her cousin or something. I don't know. I'll never get the vegan thing. Not an expert. Maybe it is healthier.
How would they feel if someone came into their vegan restaurant and started screaming, that is not food! Eat meat! And started yelling at them about
that
eating meat.
That doesn't even make any
sense.
Well,
no, they try to change everyone else over to their side.
But that wouldn't happen because vegetables don't have faces and hearts.
Some do.
Put a nice bow on that segment.
You know,
wrapped it all up.
Linda McCartney, the world's most famous vegan, dead. Young, dead. And you go, well, of course, the exceptions are everything. It's not going to keep you from getting cancer. This is great. I'm so glad you played this. I think the world needs to know there are people like this.
Yes, and like I said, I am against animal abuse and all cases, but
well, if you're abused in all cases, then you don't need slaughterhouses because a lot of people say that's abuse.
Right.
You shoot something in the head and hang it up and slit its throat and let the blood, let it bleed out and run it in a conveyor belt. And I sort of get it, but I'm, again, not losing any sleep over it. I like a steak. I'm the old, who was the actor, Mitchum, Robert Mitchum. He was the original beef. It's what's for dinner. And then Sam Elliott came in and showed a barbecue grill and a guy turning a couple of big old steaks. But I see that. I don't sit around and go, I wonder what that cow went through and how much. I don't think like that. Maybe I should, but I don't. All right, so we got to take a break. We come back. The phones are going crazy, so we will get to them. First Community Credit Union, let's do this. We'll come 4 or 5 minutes. We'll be ready. If you want to hang on and be patient, please do. First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking. No yard sale this weekend. Sorry, not my fault. I have no control. I have no control over anything here except what I say and do on this show. That's all I have control over. It will return the 18th, but there will be no yard sale this Saturday. I think it's the 11th. And you need to know that when it returns, it, again, will be sponsored by First Community Credit Union. I was in there again today. I was in there yesterday and today. I might be the record holder if they keep records. And I know they have cameras. Maybe they keep track of how often certain customers come in, and maybe there'll be a prize. At the end, a big prize. Congratulations. Here's a new Mercedes. You came into our establishment more than any other customer. Most people are online or on the phone. They rarely come in. I was in today. I was in yesterday. I didn't get popcorn, but I got a really good sucker at the counter. Like they give the little kids.
Yeah.
I take the children suckers when I'm there. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank where you're not just a customer, you are a member. And that's what the whole credit union thing is about. Other than that, it's just like banking, but I think better. I think you'll find the rates are great, the service is great, and the services offered are many, and everything you'd want in a bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, they just moved an accident on southbound 55 at Loughboro off to the right shoulder, so traffic is thinned out there. The bulk of the traffic right now is people trying to get into downtown and watch this baseball game. We are jamming up from on eastbound 40 from approaching Lindbergh through Big Bend, and downtown we're slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55, that right lane. We're backed up from Highway 44 to the Poplar, and southbound 170, you're slowing from Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your unique business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best, Frank Opinion, and the game weekdays, 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Missouri.
If you are age 40 to 80 and feel osteoarthritis knee pain, you may qualify for a study of the safety and effectiveness of an already approved injection. To qualify, you should have had knee pain for the previous 30 days and not had an injection of gel for knee pain in the past 6 months or a steroid injection of any joint in the past 90 days. Qualified participants will receive study-related injection and medical exams at no cost and compensation for time and travel. Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants in a clinical research study. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research. Call today, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historic. historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Hello, parents. It's your old friend, the voice of reason. Yeah, it's been an experience getting the kids through high school. Together we faced years of how comes and you nevers. Now we get to have the college talk. Hey, here's an idea. Why not consider St. Louis Community College? Hey, I'm the voice of reason, remember? A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College is a great way to prepare your student for success. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses and over 100 programs taught by top professors. Credits that transfer to universities nationwide. And the best reason of all, you're going to love this. The value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. So when we get an earful of, why can't I? Let's make the smart move and say, you can. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Dun, 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 dun. Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
TNT Golf Car and Motorsports in O'Fallon, Missouri has the largest and best selection of Yamaha golf cars in the Midwest. They have new and used golf cars, gas and electric models, including the Yamaha fuel-injected golf car, plus 0% financing for 24 months. When it comes to parts and accessories, TNT is second to none. See TNT Golf Car and Motorsports in O'Fallon or go to TNTGolfCar.com. Family owned since 1961.
Hey, call Gelmish & Sons and get your furnace ready for the winter. Gelmish & Sons, they've been serving St. Louis since 1950. And if you need a new one, a full Lennox system, both air conditioner and a heater installed, $2,695. That's $2,695 for a full Lennox system by Gelmish & Sons. 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Online at gelmishandsons.com. They've been around since 1950. Mike Shannon approved. GelmishandSons.com.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
I feel like I'm the Maharishi. Remember that guy? Transcendental Meditation. All right, thank you for holding. You've been holding a long time, so we're going to jump right in here. We start with Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to come in on your talk about McCartney and veganism.
Right.
My brother ran sound for the McCartney crew back in the 90s, and they weren't allowed, as a crew, they weren't allowed to eat any beef, obviously, or anything like that. But he spotted Linda McCartney and Paul. They're sporting their leather vests, leather pants, leather belts, things like that.
What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. So the crew would get together and send out one of the roadies to go get some McDonald's for them whenever chance they got.
McDonald's what?
Big Macs, quarter pounders.
Well, see, that's hearsay. I doubt that. I doubt that they would ever have let anybody witness or go for them to order that. I'm saying
no,
that's
no,
not
the
true.
The crew would do that behind their
oh,
back.
Oh, the crew. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. But here's the. You know what? Here, you know what? Their argument would be if you said, "Hey, Paul, nice leather coat, and how about those leather seats in your car and your limo?" You know what they would say? They'd say,
"You're
well,
fired."
Huh?
You're fired.
No, no. Here's what they, no, here's what they'd say. They'd say, well, after you have killed all these poor, innocent animals, we might as well do whatever we can and harvest what's left, because they're dead anyway because you killed them to eat them, so why not make use of the leather? We don't want them killed for the leather, but there's plenty of it there because you've killed the animals. That's exactly what they'd say.
They probably would. Anyway,
when in fact there are animals raised specifically for their leather or fur. And so that argument doesn't hold up. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. There goes Jeff. Who's been holding a while? Gary?
Gary, yeah.
Let me go to Gary. Hey, Gary, thanks for holding. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I went to the lake this weekend. We always go every weekend. Mm-hmm. And first time I went to Pistols Plus, and holy cow, is that place nice.
It's a great store.
Oh, and I talked to Rich H. Now, not Rich the owner, but Rich H.
No, there's
H.
no owner named Richard. The owner's name is Jim.
Jim? Is it Jim? Okay. Well, anyway. Oh, crap.
But anyway.
Okay, so I placed on hold a Springfield Armory model 1911
I have
45.
One. I have one.
Okay, should I stick with it or go to the, like, Browning Gold Cup or whatever the next... You know, the Colt or whatever, or is that Springfield Armory a nice piece of machinery?
No, it's a great piece of machinery if you want to spend a little more to get a Sig Sauer. But it's all about your budget, and it's what feels good in your hand. They're all good guns.
Okay, now, one more question for... Oh, also, I wanted to tell you, they're going to throw in a box of ammo and put it on your tab if that's not a problem.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
I'm a first-time boat owner.
Okay.
When do you winterize? Do you do it yourself?
No. Heck no. No. Heavens no. I do it. You have an IO or an inboard?
Yeah. Inboard, outboard.
Yeah, that's an IO. I do it first week or two in November.
Okay.
Is it in the water or on a hoist?
It's on a hoist.
Then I would do it early November because it's going to expose to the cold air. If it's in the water is still relatively warm. Mine's in the water. So you can do it later because the boat conducts heat from the water. The water doesn't get that cold till late November, December. But if you're on a hoist, I'd do it early November.
Okay. Now, I know they don't sponsor, but do you give me a suggestion on who I should do business with?
Where is your boat? What part of the lake?
A Horseshoe Bend down at the Palms.
I use Lampy Marine. They're at Arrowhead. Lodge. The Lodge of the Four Seasons. Lampy, L-A-M-P-E. That's who I've used for years.
Yeah, and we're down past the Lodge of the Four Seasons.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And they'll come to your place and do it. If it's on a hoist, they'll winterize it and all that stuff.
Okay. But anyway, tell your...
Anyway.
Yeah. Three times you can't be a listener anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. Tell your customers or your listeners they got to go to Pistols Plus. That's worth the drive down there.
Well, you just told them, and I've been doing my best for many, many years, and I appreciate that. And when you get the have you bought the gun?
No, it's on hold. I go back down this weekend, and I'm going to get it.
Go downstairs and shoot it right away.
Oh, yeah, sure will.
All right, good for you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, Gary.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. I'm an expert on just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, man.
Okay, maybe... Two things, but not really an expert. Let me talk to Linda. Whoa, what was that noise? Linda, where are you?
I'm right here.
What is that noise?
That was my KitchenAid. I'm making homemade cookies.
Those are some loud cookies. What's up, Linda?
Well, I tell you what. Yeah. I'm on you guys' side. These women and do-gooders and vegans and vegetarians. If they want to be a vegan and a vegetarian, that's fine. Let them eat whatever they want to eat.
I don't care what they eat.
But God gave us the animals for food. He told us that. And secondly, I not only will kill them, I'll clean them, I'll cut them up, I'll cook them, and I'll eat them. And that's everything from a chicken to a cow.
Man, you're a frontier pioneer woman. And you breathe heavy in the phone.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Linda.
I tell you what, I have no patience for all these folks.
Nah, I don't. They don't. I don't. They don't bother me. I don't want them preaching to me and telling me what to do.
Exactly. Exactly. And I have a wonderful friends. And one of them's a vegan and the other one's a vegetarian who live in the same house. And if that's what they want to eat, that's fine. They're not pushing it down my throat, and I'm not pushing meat down their throat. But I will respect their choices.
Well, now, hang on here. You can't push meat down their throat.
Yeah.
You're not a man. That's another. I think she. Yeah, forget it.
No, but I can sometimes make them eat their words. Does that count?
That counts. Yeah. Thank you, Linda.
Meat worst. What'd you say?
Yeah, eat meat. I don't know what you said. Here's the thing. I just thought something. Doesn't the Bible? I would think that some of these vegans are Christians. And like, doesn't the Bible talk about Jesus gave fish to people? You take the fish and fed thousands, and the fatted calf, and they could have eaten plants.
Yeah.
If it's so horrible. So how do they argue that? One more from George. We'll take a break. Hello, George.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Like you and your crew and everything, I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, you guys had that recording of the gal who was going off about something about abuse and everything. I have two things to talk about, but anyway, does that sound anything like a Shelley Long or something, or...
I didn't think she sounded like anybody in particular. I saw the video. I don't recognize her.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Just an unknown nut.
Have you seen the Depends commercial where they're going to send us all a free copy of Depends so we can join the nation and walk around in our Depends? It's a commercial on TV.
Free copy.
We can all join the Depends crowd. Have you seen that?
I'm a member now. I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah.
Get with it, man. Get with it.
Is there going to be a National Depends Day where everybody drops their drawers and walks around?
If they get people to do that, they're the smartest marketing people I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. I just wanted to ask you if you had seen that or not.
I have seen it. And the truth is there are a lot of people getting older, and a lot of people have to wear those things. That's just a fact. You don't know it. They've made them now so indiscreet that you don't know it. We laugh at it now. Give it about two more years.
Fashionable. They make
thongs
now.
See if we're laughing in two or three years.
I'm wondering what people did before Depends, and did they just not live as long? Or
no, they lived along, but their pants were messed.
Yeah.
They messed in their pants.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Thank you.
All right, I guess I do.
Thank you, George. Now, isn't that a great Depends thongs?
Oh, man.
How would that work?
I don't know.
I don't think it would.
Uh-oh.
Wow. That would be some absorbent thong.
Okay.
American Equity Mortgage. They loan people money. They loan people money to buy houses. They loan people money who have houses. I'm talking about homeowners, not renters. Well, they loan renters money to buy houses. But if you have a house, they'll still loan you money. You say, they're a mortgage company. Why would I borrow money from them if I already have a mortgage? Well, you might want a second mortgage. You might want a better rate. Or you might want to borrow money on the equity in that mortgage, because that's great borrowing power. How many of you, we've installed new sophisticated equipment here. We can actually see everybody listening right now. I see you in your cars. Hey, you got a pick in your nose. Knock it off. I can see everybody. I just ran a red light. You see that?
Yep.
Raise your hands if you make minimum credit card payments. Look at that. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner. How many of those of you doing that are homeowners? Wow, look at those hands, a lot of hands. You can stop that now. Minimum payments will kill you, keep you in debt for 20 years. Use that equity to get yourself a debt consolidation loan from American Equity Mortgage. You're paying now a much lower interest rate, probably get a little more tax deduction, and be paid off a lot sooner. Smart. Here's the other smart thing. So you got to pay for a wedding. So you got to pay for an unexpected hospital expense the insurance didn't cover, and you need money. You need money. How do you borrow that money? You can borrow from somebody who wants 8-9% interest. You can borrow it on the equity in your home. Talk to AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, if it's not enough sheer volume on eastbound 40 coming in, we've got a stalled tractor trailer now that's blocking a center lane at McKnight. Traffic is slowing from Highway 141 all the way in through McKnight before it opens up. And then you're going to find it slow again from Kings Highway all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 stacking up from Olive down through 40. They're still working with this accident on southbound 55 near Lawboro. just a little bit of a slow up as you go through there. And southbound 270 picking up more volume now between Page and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Tomcat. It's fall. The rodent control experts at Tomcat call it rodent season. Be ready with Tomcat's full line of effective rodent baits and traps to fit your household's preferences and needs. Visit Tomcat.com or get them today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shark Tank.
Hi, I'm Dave Schumacher.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton.
Hey, it's John Carney.
Hi, I'm Kara Snee.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, I'm Dan Strauss.
This is Laurie Connors.
Hi, folks, it's John Shea.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan.
The names you grew up with and went to school with. Now they're on your trusted, locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
All right, folks, before we go to the news, if you're in pain, and I mean regular pain, I don't mean something has hurt you for 2 days, but you know it's not going away. And you know what I'm talking about. It's been a month. It's been 6 weeks. I got a website I want you to go to, and it's apgpain.com. And by the way, you're going to be the judge. You're going to determine whether or not this is something that interests you. I'm not pushing this on you, but I should probably. There. In the physical therapy and pain management business, their Associated Physicians Group. And again, it's apgpain.com. And the reason I want you to go there is I want you to read about who they are and what they do. And if there's anything there that causes you to go, hey, that's me. That's me. I have that pain. And I've had that pain for a while in my knee, my neck, my back, my shoulder, my elbow, headaches, migraine headaches. They work. I don't like the word miracles too much, but ask the people who are now walking around pain-free. They'll tell you they think it's a miracle. And it's not a quick fix. It's physical therapy and it's pain management. Those people know what they're doing and are going to ask you to work with them for the same end result, and that is no pain. APG, all pain gone, I like to think of it. They have great seminars listed, too, when they have upcoming alternative to knee replacement seminars. Check their website because they have multiple locations. They'll tell you what they do at each location. APG.